to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
A Little Fat Swaller, sung by Rhonda Laurie. And Rhonda, that's a song you would typically do at the beginning of a night. Why would you pick Ain't Misbehaving to open a show?
Well, it's like any relationship. You know, you have to ease into it, and then you're building a little bit of trust, right? Like when you meet somebody, you can't just hit them over the head with something big and emotional. And then, you know, you slowly let people know you a little bit better, and so I might bring out songs that have a little more emotional depth, or might have something that requires more intentional listening.
But about Ain't Misbehaving, what do you think that says to audience members?
Oh, it says, here I am, I'm ready to have some fun, I'm a good kid. Let's enjoy this evening together. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Rhonda, when you started, you were at first a cabaret singer, but then you chose jazz. Why did you?
I wanted to really make the songs my own, and I started listening to Irene Kral and Ella Fitzgerald and Carmen McRae, and I decided that I loved the way they expressed themselves and how I felt when I listened to them, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to express myself more in that way. And also, I love the rhythmic nature of jazz. And cabaret was more, I felt that a lot of the tunes, since there was such a heavy emphasis on the lyrics, you really needed to stick more with the rhythm that it was written in. Whereas in jazz, I like playing with the rhythms and changing them up.
You say you like to take audiences on emotional journeys and that the words are really important to that journey. How does that apply to a song like Beautiful Friendship?
When I first heard Beautiful Friendship, I heard Jay Clayton do it, and I really enjoyed it because there's this little surprise at the end. And it's also very revealing about an intimate relationship.
Is there a lyric in there that is really revealing about an intimate relationship that you especially like?
Yes, it's, we were always like sister and brother until that night when we looked at each other. And that very moment, I get chills telling you that, because that's the beauty of that beautiful friendship, that it just turned into love. And it's just so well presented in that song. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended a moment ago. That was the end of a beautiful friendship and just the beginning of love.
We're speaking with Rhonda Laurie about her singing. When you talk to audience members who have just seen one of your shows, is there a song that many of them tell you really got to them?
A lot of times audience members will come up to me and tell me that they were really moved by the song Blue Moon. a lot of people know it as kind of maybe a doo-wop type song, but I think that I like to do it more as a swing ballad or a jazz ballad.
You know, Blue Moon has been around, it seems like, forever. What is it about that song that audiences of whatever era seem to love?
Just that idea that you were blue and lonely, and then there's hope. You know, you suddenly appeared before me, the only one my heart will ever know. Whether you're in love or not in love, you could either relate to it, that, you know, that moment of falling in love, or you can relate to it because you know there's hope, that love is out there. And I think that audiences appreciate that feeling.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me say in a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then you suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Rhonda Laurie. Her performances combine experience and expert song picking that equals an emotional journey for listeners. Catch Rhonda Laurie's show at Vukare in St. Paul, Wednesday, June 6th from 8 till 11 p.m.
Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
I have a love of my own.